Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
God bless you. This is Pastor Kim coming to you from Vision of Hope Ministries. And we're having our Bible study tonight, and this month, for the month of September, we are talking about healing. I'm glad that you decided to call in and listen. We're just trying to focus on healing. So many people are sick and not just physically ill, but emotionally ill. So we just want to talk about healing and its importance and what the Bible says about it. And so we thank God for you. And if you know anyone, call a friend, text a friend, and let them know that Pastor Kim is on the line and the subject is healing for the month of September. So if they don't make it this week, we have two more weeks and we're going to continue the healing process. We thank God for his goodness. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you're doing, and most of all that you're about to do. We ask you to be in the midst of this Bible study, Lord, and we ask you to just help us to continue to do and to be all that you have called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. I'm going to the book of Luke tonight, chapter 17. And, of course, we're not going to be on here long. We have 30 minutes. And so if anybody has any questions or comments towards the end, I'll leave space for that. Want to remind you that Vision of Hope is located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105, Charlotte, North Carolina. If you're in the Charlotte area, please come out and visit us. So that is 5105 Reagan Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're looking again at the book of Luke, 17th chapter, 11th through the 19th verse. Give me 1 second. So we'll give you a minute to get that. That's Luke, the 17th chapter. And we're beginning at the 11th verse. And this is about the 10 men that were healed with leprosy. And it reads as such. It reads as such. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." King James would say, "Have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were healed, but they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well," or made you whole. So we thank God for his word. There are so many nuggets that is in this passage of the Bible. We know that leprosy was a terrible skin disease. It was infectious, that meaning that somebody else could catch it from being around if they touched you or were near you. Back then, the people had to stay far, far away. They had leprosy places and like leprosy camps. And if someone was heading your way and you had leprosy, you had to yell out that you were a leper, that you were unclean. And so this was a terrible, terrible disease. One thing I want to point out is that this disease sometimes was given to people when they disobeyed God in the Bible. And I know that's sounds a little strange, but it's true. Miriam, the sister of Moses, got leprosy because she and Aaron, her brother, were speaking against Moses' wife, his Ethiopian wife. And so King Uzziah, he received leprosy when he rebelled against God. So Leprosy was a awful, awful disease and condition. And these 10 men had it, and they were crying out to God for help. And so, as Jesus would do, he healed them. He healed them and told them to go on your way and go show yourself to the priest. Now, that statement right there is remarkable. Go show yourself to the church, to the men and women of God of the church, to the leaders of the church. Excuse me. The ones who should be having faith when it comes to you and your healing, go show yourself to them. Show yourself to the church. Saints, this part means we are going to have to get out of the church to begin to reach people. We've got to come out of the four walls. Healing can take place inside, but guess what? Miraculous healing and power can and will take place outside when you meet someone at their point of need. So this is an indication, number one, that we have to get outside of the church. As I said previously, Jesus told them to go and show themselves, and they were going to go and show and see what had happened. Well, of course, they had been healed. And as they got healed, as they began to see themselves getting healed, one man took note. This is key. One man took note, and he turned back to personally thank the Lord. He was praising God with a loud voice and fell at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Saints of God, we must be grateful for what God does for us, what God does with us. You always hear me say we must trust him. In addition to trusting him, we must be grateful. We must have a grateful attitude. We must have a grateful heart. We must walk in forgiveness. We must walk in love. These types of things help promote healing. Jesus himself was astonished. He said, look, wasn't there 10 of you? Where are the other 9? And this is what he points out too. He said, this man was a Samaritan. He wasn't a Jew. They point him out as a foreigner. This lets me know that when we're sick, sickness has no particular nationality. It has no particular color. All of these people who had leprosy, these 10 men who had leprosy, they were not all related. They were not all of the same nationality. And I would even be so bold to say they were not all the same color. Some were Jews. Some were Samaritans. But they all were sick. So sickness can happen to all of us. They all were sick. And they all bonded, were forced to be together in their condition. But as God healed them, only one. If I were in church, I'd say, look at your neighbor and say, only one came back to say thank you. Please, saints of God, keep a mind frame of gratitude. Keep an attitude of gratitude. Remember to let the Lord know how much you thank him, how much you're appreciative of him and the things that he does for you. How many of you know when you're grateful and when you're thankful, that makes people want to bless people even the more? If you're walking around and you're saying thank you, then that can promote someone or cause someone to want to do other things for you because they see how wonderful your attitude is. They see how grateful you are. And this is what happened here. As God begins to heal you, as God begins to change you, deliver you, and set free, continue to thank him. Don't always go to him, well, Lord, I got this. Lord, I thank you for that, but guess what? I got this. Lord, I thank you for my big toe, but now you got to fix my elbow. Walk around with the attitude of gratitude. Walk around with an attitude of gratitude. Let the Lord know how much you appreciate him and what he's done for you. Can you imagine only 10%, only one of the 10 lepers came back and said thank you to the Lord? That lets you know that the majority of the world is not thankful. only 1 out of 10, the majority of people sometimes and in many cases are not thankful for the things that God has done for us. So we need to learn how to be thankful. We thank God for these. This passage which shows us an example of the 10 lepers and how God, what he did for them. And again, I just can't say it enough. It's on me and it's in me that we have to be thankful for the things that God has done for us. Let's not walk around bitter. Let's not walk around sad. Let's not walk around hopeless. Let's not walk around upset all the time about every little thing. Let's try to walk around being grateful with an attitude of gratitude. As we proclaim our healing and our deliverance, God, I thank you. We must always learn to say, I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. So I pray that the Lord has blessed you in this short passage on healing of the 10 lepers. I pray that you have gotten something out of it. If you would take time out of your busy day and read Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse, then you can really see what was going on and pull some good nuggets out of this. That's about all that I have for you tonight. If anybody has any questions or comments, you know we're on the line till 7 o'clock. But if anybody has any questions or comments, if you'll press 1, then I'll be happy to hear your question or comment. We thank God for his goodness. Last week we talked about where the Lord told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. There are incidences where God may not heal. He said, and this was the crazy thing, he said, my grace is sufficient, so accept the grace that I'm giving you. The grace of knowing. Accept this, knowing that you not getting healed at this moment and in this season is better for you than if I were to heal you. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow because we want God to do, to heal us. We want him to do what we would like him to do, and we want him to do what's in his word. He said, by his stripes we are healed. But in Paul's case, and for some of us in our cases, he's saying, take the grace. Take the grace. My grace is sufficient for you. And know that in your weakness, you're being made strong in him. Hallelujah. Any questions tonight? We thank God for his goodness. We appreciate you for calling in and listening on the line. We'll be talking about healing again next week. Like I said, we have 2 more sessions on different biblical examples of healing. And from this one, I hope you'll take when God does something for you. To be thankful, have an attitude of gratitude in Jesus' name. I think we might have a question. Hold on, let me see. Hello?
Hey, how you doing? It's Aaron. Long time no hear.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. You know what? I'm trying to find you, but I couldn't do it. I have recently... Well, 3 months ago, I moved from Arkansas to North Dakota with my wife, and I'm like, I can't get back on the air again. So,
I'm glad to hear from you.
Yeah, but you know what you're saying? I had talked about, with attitude, but my key word for my sermon on Blog Talk was about opportunities. Now, we think opportunities are in the positive, but we are going to accept the negative because I thank God for the chances I've had to take. And sometimes they didn't go where I thought they should go. God had other plans. I had applied for a job up here, and I really, really wanted this job, but God said no because they came to me and said, well, you're not qualified for this job for whatever reason. I thought it was nonsense because they say from entry level to professional, because I'm on turbo, but God said this job is not for you. I don't want you to have this job. But I thank God for the opportunity of applying for the job and getting denied for it. When God denies his children opportunities, he's not saying no, he's saying not now. So you're right. We got to have the attitude of gratitude to be thankful for it, whatever God puts us through or in. man, you know, because I need to be an attitude where, God, if you don't give me this job or give me what I want, I'm done. You know, that's my attitude back in the day. But I had to be more thankful and say, God, I thank you for the provision that you're giving me to say, okay, God, it ain't for me, but what's next?
I know that's right. So where'd you move to? You're not in Arkansas. Where are you now?
No, my wife got a job in North Dakota, and we've been here since early June. Yeah, June.
Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. We have to have that attitude of gratitude, and it's also about trusting God. You know, the old folks used to say, everything they used to say is, Lord, if it's your will, Lord, if it's your will. And then the new generation Christians started saying, well, you know, that's a cop-out. We don't want to say if it's your will. We can name it and claim it. Well, when you named it and claimed it and it didn't happen, then we had to say, we had to go back to what the old folks said. It wasn't his will. We have to trust God. It wasn't his will. So if it wasn't his will, we have to know, like you said, he has something better for us. Paul wrote 13 books of the Bible. Can you imagine him asking God for something? And he said he was getting so many revelations. He was so in touch with God that he had to be stricken with something except he might exalt himself above measure. I can't even imagine being so close to God that I have to be humbled in such a way in my body because I might be too conceited because of the power and the anointing that I have. Boy, wouldn't that be something to talk about? But we thank God for you. Glad to have you back on the air, and we look forward to you joining us again.
Okay. Are you on the same time every Wednesday?
Yes, every Wednesday at 6:30.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's at 6:30. All right, God bless you.
You too.
We're going to get ready to sign off. We've got a few more minutes. We're going to get ready to sign off. And we thank God for those of you who are on. And we appreciate you tuning in with us again. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we thank God for you. God bless.